This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. After pandemic-era benefits like food stamps expired in March, food banks are struggling to cover the gap. Denverite's Rebecca Talbert reports on what experts are calling a hunger cliff.
Coupled with lingering inflation, nonprofits are struggling to meet demand. Food Bank of the Rockies CEO Aaron Pulling:
the level of need that we are seeing right now is really higher than we've ever seen before.
Tommy Curry saw his SNAP checks drop from $200 to around $23 per month. He experiences homelessness and said he is relying more on food banks. He says he often eats rice 15 times per week.
Healthy eating is out the window. And protein, you can forget that, especially meat and stuff, because that's very, very expensive.
The state passed a bill giving food banks an extra $14 million to help. But nonprofits are still struggling to keep up. Pulling said the best way to support hunger groups is with monetary donations. Rebecca Tauber, Denverite.
Upgrades to the Eisenhower-Johnson Memorial Tunnel in Clear Creek and Summit counties are underway. As CPR's Tony Gorman reports, the project will impact overnight traffic on I-70.
Crews will replace all cameras, message boards, lane use signs, and fiber in the tunnel. One lane will be open Sunday through Thursday from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. Both directions of I-70 will be held at the entrance of the tunnel for 20 minutes, while the other direction is escorted through the tunnel safely. Work will begin on the westbound lane. The project is expected to last through the summer of 2024. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Also happening on I-70, express lanes on the road through Denver will start charging tolls on Tuesday. The Colorado Department of Transportation waived those fees for the past year to test its new systems. The agency's Central 70 project has overhauled a 10-mile stretch of I-70 from north of downtown to Aurora. Toll prices will depend on the time of day. This is CPR News.